From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
And good morning, it's Rod McClure on our very own local radio station, Braidwood FM, and I have the pleasure to have Christy McBain on the line. Christy is our local member for Eden Monaro and also the Minister for Regional Development, Local Government and the Territories. And how are things with you?
Very good, thank you. How are you this morning?
Oh, going fine, thank you, Christy. Well, can you give us a bit of an outline of how Eden Monaro was going, apart from being very sodden?
Look, it's not the weather anyone was expecting in mid-November. I think we had snow in Jindabyne and in Cooma only earlier this week. And as you rightly point out, any extra rain we have is falling on already very wet ground and has nowhere to go. And we've seen floods occur in parts of the electorate already in Bega, in Cooma, in Murrumbateman, in Yass, in the numerous locations where we know it's really creating havoc with our roads. But, you know, we look at some of those pictures from especially now Western New South Wales and, you know, they are feeling the pinch much more than we are at this point in time. So four states impacted by flooding, over 130 local council areas impacted, and we know that there are hundreds of communities doing it really tough. It's always heartening to see Australians coming together in times of natural disaster, but I think for so many people this is on the end of what's already been a pretty difficult 3 years, and you know the community is doing their best to keep it together, but there are a lot of people who are very, I guess, tired at the moment, mentally and physically, with everything that's being thrown at them.
There certainly has been a lot, there's no doubt about that. Well, as you travel around Eden Monaro, what are the issues of the moment?
So for a lot of people, again, it's dealing with some of the natural elements that life is throwing at them at this point in time. For a lot of other people, we are still dealing with some telecommunications issues, roads impacting people getting to and from work and school, and we know that it's incredibly difficult to fix anything when everything's always so wet, and there is a shortage of contractors now across the country because there are so many areas impacted. But most people, I think, are really looking forward to we're getting towards that time of year where everyone gets to come together for Christmas. So I think everyone is hoping that we might get a bit of a reprieve and some really good weather as we head towards Christmas.
Yeah, I think we're trying to remember what good weather is around here.
I think we are definitely trying to remember what the days are like where the sun is out and we don't have a care in the world. And, you know, we're 3 years on from drought conditions, and at the moment it feels like we might never get back to sunshine, but hopefully we are close to that with the summer period coming up.
And one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, it would appear that Prime Minister Albanese has been able to at least meet with the Chinese President and Prime Minister, and there may just be a thawing of relations. How important do you think that is for regional Australia, Christy?
Oh, we know it's especially important. I mean, as one of our biggest trading partners at the moment, with the sanctions put on a number of Australian producers, we're about $20 billion worse off as an economy. So it's fantastic to see those initial meetings taking place, and hopefully it is a step to understanding that we can have differences, but it shouldn't impact the trade between our two countries. We know that especially a lot of wine producers have been heavily impacted, some which are in Eden Monaro. One of the industries that hasn't been impacted yet is wool production, and we've got a lot of sheep farmers across Eden Monaro, so we're really hoping that that doesn't occur, but obviously there are a number of grain producers who have been heavily impacted. So any conversation, I think, is welcome. And hopefully we can now get on to a point where we can agree that there are differences between our countries, but that shouldn't impact our producers who are doing their very best to get product across the world.
Okay, well, as you said, we're getting towards the end of the year. For the regional areas coming, and for Eden Monaro too, coming into 2023, what do you see as the major issues that are going to be on your plate? And I know it's going to be very full.
Yeah, 2023 is already shaping up as quite a big year. Obviously, there are a number of pieces of legislation in front of Parliament which we want to start to get passed. But I think it's important that we focus on dealing with some of the big issues that have been in front of Australians for a long time. And for us, that is definitely around telecommunications. And there are a number of commitments made during the election and have now been funded in the budget to deal with black spots across Eden Monaro on our main transport corridors in a number of towns and villages, and actually start delivering those, so working up those tender specifications and getting that out to the market as soon as possible. The rollout of additional NBN sites across Eden Monaro, so with our investment in the NBN of $2.4 million, which will upgrade fibre to the premise for about 17,000 homes and businesses across Eden Monaro. And there's also been some additional money put into the fixed wireless network so we can move people off satellite and onto fixed wireless as was intended, and free up some of that capacity in the satellite network for people who actually need it. One of the biggest issues that when I talk to people and businesses around Eden Monaro is that ability to be able to connect either by phone or internet. I mean, it's really difficult to work from home or learn from home. It's difficult to start a business or grow a business if you don't have those pillars at your disposal. So I'm really working on the basics. It's not good enough anymore to talk about it. We actually have to do it, and which is why this government is prioritising that.
Yes, I think it's generally accepted now that the idea of a hybrid copper, fibre, God knows what else, was a very, very bad idea.
Very bad idea, and I think even more so, some of the statistics are the previous government brought enough copper to wrap around the earth 1.5 times. They were in such a hurry to make the solution cheaper. What they actually did was blow out the cost by three times to what it was predicted to be in that original fibre rollout by the then Rudd government. So, the dithering and delay has led to a point where, we have now worse connectivity on OECD standards than the majority of other countries. We've slid down the rankings in terms of connectivity. We've slid down the rankings in terms of educational outputs. That decision alone has cost the country quite substantially. So it's time to right that and get on with it.
Yes, at the risk of being a bit cheeky, though, if you were a CEO, you did rather well out of it.
Well, I think that's part of the problem at the moment was that over the last 10 years we saw it stated that the policy of the previous government was to keep wages low, and that was how they were going to grow our economy. And unfortunately, it's held everyday Australians back and put dollars into the pockets of big multinational companies at the preference rather than individuals, which I think is a really sad indictment. We want to see wages growing, and we want to see money being spent in our economy, and we want to see multinationals paying their fair share of tax to this country.
I think there would be a big cheer going up over that one.
There are some extraordinary figures around. I think Netflix makes about $2 billion a year from Australia and pays next to no tax. There are obviously a lot of those big companies on the record as making billions of dollars from us and not contributing anything to our country. And, we're an egalitarian country. We're founded on the principle that everyone should contribute because we are so geographically spread. It's incumbent upon everyone to be part of that shift and that includes those big companies who are making a lot of money off ordinary Australians, and they should contribute back to the services provided to those Australians.
Yes, we're familiar with them not paying tax at all, but I thought the greatest insult was a multinational company that will go unnamed that actually paid $20 in tax.
It's ridiculous. When you look at some of the figures out there, it's damaging to us as a nation. But I think, as you say, it's sometimes insulting too. So, look, we're aiming to fix that. There are a lot of countries across the world coming together to tackle this problem, because there's no point us doing it on our own and then no other country follows suit. So it's really pleasing to see a number of countries coming together so that they can make changes in parliaments across the world so that these companies can't hide in one place or another. So that's really pleasing to see as well.
A couple of local questions, and then I want to come back to something about you and your life as a politician, if that's okay.
Sure.
I've had Carol send in a question, and it says, could I ask you, had you thought any more at all or had seen about a proposal put to her office regarding a property for sale at Wilson Street in Braidwood? It joins the Braidwood Hospital, and she was concerned that we have a wonderful hospital building and equipment, but we can't staff it. And the block has room to build some nice units, and the home that's there would actually make accommodation for a doctor, and there's a few locals willing with government assistance to get the project up and running. Have you come across that proposal yet?
You do have a fantastic facility there in Braidwood at the local hospital, one that is really great for the region that you're in. I'll have to read a bit more about the proposal, but what I can say is that we would like to work with community on a whole range of different proposals if it's something that you think will work for you. Generally, hospitals are dealt with through the state government. However, there are some regional funds that will go out for community tender in early 2023. The guidelines of those are being worked on at this point in time, and if that project fits those guidelines, then I'd suggest that the community and perhaps council and the state government look at putting in an application that might suffice.
Okay, and you would be familiar with meetings going on. We had one in Braidwood recently about what looked to be potentially massive rate increases by QPRC. Are you familiar with that at all? Have you been informed about it?
Yeah, look, I have. There's a number of councils across Eden Monaro, three out of the six, who are going for large rate increases, one which went for a rate increase last year, dealing with a whole range of backlog issues that they have. A lot of councils, I think, are facing that point where we've now had 3 years of quite extraordinary circumstances with very little rate peg. I think the rate peg for next year is 1.7%. We all know that the cost of everything is going up substantially higher than that, so I understand that there are a few councils all in the same boat in Eden Monaro, but councils across the country who I've been meeting with in my capacity as Minister for Local Government are all expressing concern over trying to meet maintenance schedules and deliver services to the community with limited amount of money. And I think there are a lot of councils and communities that will be having to have some really tough conversations going forward. But I urge everyone to be involved in that conversation because, you know, we all need to be informed about if a rate increase does proceed, what that's going to deliver for the community, and what happens if a rate increase doesn't proceed, what does that mean for the community as well?
Okay, and just finally, I'm a person who actually believes that politicians doing their job work hard, and I remember during your time prior to the last election, you travelled thousands of kilometres over Eden Monaro. Now you're a minister. What additional sort of strains does that place on you in terms of your family and just being able to get around and do all the things that you need to do.
Yeah, it's definitely a juggling act. So not only do I service Eden Monaro, which is 42,000 square kilometres, I'm now Minister for Regional Development, Local Government and Territory. So there are 546 local councils around the country, and then I also deal with a number of our territories, including external territories, so Cocos Island, Christmas Island and Norfolk Island in particular. So, you know, my time has to be spread doing a whole range of those things. I guess most importantly, though, for our constituents is that primarily my job is to be the member for Eden Monaro, and I'm really focused on continuing to do a number of those community functions that I've always done. So over the last few weeks, I've had coffee catch-ups in Yass, in Bungendore, in Tumut, in Cooma, and I try to my very hardest to be available for a whole range of constituent things. Sometimes I can't get to everything that I'd like to, but that's the nature of the job on top of sitting weeks. But then obviously there are a whole range of meetings that I do with various councils across the country, and I've only just got back from Norfolk Island this week. I was there earlier in the week. So it is a bit of a juggle. It's definitely a strain at times on the family. I've got young kids still, and I still want to be able to do important things with them as they grow up as well. So it can be a bit of a struggle at times, a bit of a juggle, but we get there.
Well, I don't envy you. I don't think it's an easy task, and Well, I hope that you continue to keep all of those balls in the air, and we'll look forward to talking to you, Christy, again. And is there anything that you'd like to finish, that you'd like to put out to the community?
Well, we are rapidly heading towards Christmas, and the one thing that I want to reiterate to a number of our community members is the importance of shopping local. We've had businesses that have done it pretty tough over bushfires and then the COVID period. So where you can, please spend your dollars in our local community, in our local shops. And, you know, we probably have the best electorate in the country in terms of the landscape and the communities we're a part of. So if you can, holiday locally as well.
All right. Thank you, Christy. We'll talk to you again, and I hope you and your family keep well.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Bye. And that was an interview with Christy McBain, Member for Eden Monaro, Minister for Regional Development, Local Government and the Territories. We forget sometimes that apart from the Northern Territory and the Australian Capital Territory, we do have others such as Norfolk Island and Cocos Islands. Well, we'll be interviewing Christy again on your local radio. Until then, take care.
This is Braidwood FM.